In studio, we have one of our features for our MyFM Volunteer Appreciation Day. It is Sherry Tulliger. Very proud to sit down with Sherry. She does a ton of volunteer work in the community, as we all know, even with myself with the Strathroy Hometown Festival. Sherry, thank you so much for being here with us today. Tell us a little bit about your volunteer history or career.
Volunteerism has been a big part of my life and my family's life. It's a generational thing. I grew up in a home with a family that always gave to the community to make a difference. So currently in the Strathroy Care Doc community, I volunteer on a few associations and boards. I help out with the Rotary Club. I'm on the Hometown Festival Committee. I'm also helping out with Coldest Night of the Year and the Falling Leaves Festival.
That is a fantastic roster of local events for sure. I need to highlight a recent award you received with the Rotary Club. Tell us about this.
Oh, that was a huge surprise. I'm not usually one that can be surprised. I received the Paul Harris Fellowship Award through the Rotary Club. It was quite an honor, actually. I don't volunteer for awards and recognition. I do it to make a difference and inflict change. So to be noticed by the club and my friends, it was quite a surprise.
Why do you feel it is important to give back to the community through volunteering?
Oh my gosh, things don't change and things don't happen without volunteers. That's just a fact. My volunteer career goes back to high school days when, you know, if the high school wanted to put in a float in the Santa Claus parade, we all got together after school and put our energy into creating a float. Or the yearbook just didn't happen. We all had to get together and create the yearbook. Like, if you don't put free hours into things, things don't happen. Even when I started working as an adult, you know, the United Way fundraising, food drives, fundraising for, you know, say a colleague that's on hard times or needs assistance. We all have opportunities where we can give of our time.
Is there a volunteer accomplishment that you are most proud of?
There's a lot of things that I've been honored to be part of. It's not just me singly. It's always been a team effort. I know with minor hockey, when I was on the board for the minor hockey, I was there for like 6 years. But prior to that, I was in other capacities. It really made a difference in my life to be able to be part of something my kids were involved in, and to also help give back to the community for other parents to be able to have their children take advantage of the sport. Also too, with Rotary, I've had the opportunity being on the project steering committees for the palliative care suite, as well as for the All Wheels Park. I really am proud of those projects. There was a definite need for end-of-life care in the community. Instead of going elsewhere, it's here, and families can take advantage of that. The All Wheels Park was a huge thing to bring to fruition for our community. So it's so inclusive and accessible to all ages and all abilities.
Final question, talking with Sherry Tulliger. She's one of our Volunteer Appreciation Day features today. Sherry, if someone is listening in and thinking about volunteering for the very first time, what would you say?
Do it. Volunteering is the best thing. Giving your energy, no matter if it's a few hours a week, or, you know, if you're retired and you have some spare time, or if you're just a young adult wanting to maybe, you know, build that resume, but how do you do it? Volunteer. I know a good friend of mine, Jesse, who's in the community, and Jesse is someone who you'd look at and go, is he really a volunteer? You're darn right he is. He's someone that will give his time freely. He always has a smile, and, you know, he'll help you with everything that you'd like him to help you with. So it's important to do that step and volunteer in the community so you can inflict change.
Ironically, funny you said that. Jesse Scarrow is one of our features today as well. Sherry Tulliger, one of our very valued volunteers in the community. Sherry, a pleasure to have you here, and thanks for being a part of our feature day today.
Thank you, Chris.